This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time for the Kremlin to prove it wants to turn over a new leaf by letting Soviet Jews emigrate to freedom. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you and I don't see eye to eye when it comes to dealing with the Soviet Union. But that won't stop us from fighting for the thousands of Soviet Jews who want to leave the USSR, but cannot. As part of the Kremlin's new openness PR campaign, a trickle of Soviet Jews have been allowed to emigrate. But 400,000 remain, including Benjamin Charney, who's dying of cancer and desperately wants to spend his final days with his brother in the United States. A Boston hospital has even volunteered its services, but the Kremlin doesn't seem to care. That's why I've called on the Soviet Union to let Leon Charney go, and why I've urged George Shultz to raise this tragic case when he meets with Soviet officials next month.
Bob, you're right, but you set your sights too low. Winds of Soviet change are stirring. It's far from clear how long they'll last. But they've already produced the highest rate of emigration for Soviet Jews since 1981. 400 received permission to leave in March. Our hearts go out to Benjamin Charney and the other cancer patients whose lives are hanging by a thread and who are desperately seeking permission to leave for treatment in the United States or pay a last visit to loved ones in Israel or other lands. I, too, have called on Soviet leader Gorbachev to let Benjamin Charney go. I've also urged the release of 7 other cancer patients we know about. Sophia Brave, Elizabeth Gishis, Fayina Kogan, David Zolonitsky, Shayna Schwartz, Mariana Simitova, and Edward Ehrlich. Their courage is an example to the world, Bob, a candle of hope in the darkness of Soviet oppression. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.